Well, Shahong, tell us about his arrival in Seattle. Must have been a pretty exciting affair.
Sure, Paul. It was Tuesday morning here in Seattle when President Xi arrived. And, you know, he was greeted by a jubilant welcoming crowd, including U.S. President Obama's representative, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, and other dignitaries. And in his arrival speech, President Xi says he's looking forward to having in-depth exchange of views with President Obama and engaging the U.S. public. He's confident that with concerted efforts of both sides, his visit will yield fruitful results and bring bilateral relations to an even higher level. And I believe many still remember the summit between the two leaders at Sunnylands in California in 2013, when the two leaders reached consensus on building a new type of major country relations between China and the United States. And last year in Beijing, the two met again and announced major steps in dealing with global climate change. The joint statement issued by the two leaders has since encouraged other countries, both developed and developing countries worldwide, to follow the suit and set up more ambitious targets to curb the deteriorating situation. And Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor, said Monday at George Washington University that the relationship between China and the United States is the most consequential in the world today, because many global challenges can only be met with China and the United States working in concert. She also reiterated that a stable, productive, and resilient Sino-U.S. relationship would remain at the center of American foreign policy for years to come. Paul.
Shahong, obviously it's a very busy time for the Chinese president, particularly in Seattle today. What's on his agenda right now?
Oh, yeah, I should tell you that it's only 4 p.m. in Seattle here. There is a 15-hour time difference between Seattle and Beijing. And just a few minutes ago, President Xi met with some U.S. state governors and Chinese provincial governors. And these governors, I believe that's the number of 12, altogether a dozen of them, signed an accord to promote clean energy technology and economic development. The U.S. governors come from different political groups. But despite the rhetoric of the politicians inside the Beltway, local officials are more willing to deepen their cooperation with China because they see China as an opportunity. And former Washington State Governor Gary Locke disclosed this morning at the airport that one of these clean energy projects will create thousands of jobs in the state of Washington alone. And this, according to him, is the perfect win-win cooperation. And tonight, local time again, President Xi will attend a welcoming banquet hosted by the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations, U.S.-China Business Council, and the State of Washington.